Welcome to another award-winning, highly profitable edition of Mike McFeely Outdoors on the Mighty. Why are you giving me that look, Doug Lear of the North Dakota Game and Fish Department?
No,
I'm just making that up.
Making it up.
I'm embellishing.
Oh, okay.
I'm sure it could win an award.
It could.
Heck, everybody else did.
Well,
except me.
The thing is, all you have to do is just find something, and the number one Saturday morning outdoor show on KFGO.
From 11 till noon.
Nothing better.
Number one ranked show from 11 till noon on KFGO regarding the outdoors. That's all you got
to
do.
Take it to the bank. Yeah. Take it to the bank. Make a jacket.
It is another edition of this program. I am your host, Mike McFeely, on KFGO for Mike McFeely Outdoors. The other sarcastic voice you heard was Doug Litter of the North Dakota Game and Fish Department and the truly highly award-winning and highly profitable morning show, Tom Wynn and Friend on the Mighty 790 KFGO.
How you doing, Michael?
I'm doing just fine.
Good.
Waiting for spring to get here. It's kind of here. It's kind of not.
Spring turkey season starts next weekend.
It does.
Yep. You can go. But I don't know about Minnesota. I don't follow that quite as closely. I know.
Like I always say, I can shoot a turkey off my deck any day of the week.
It's funny, though, with turkeys. It's like, when you're not trying to find turkeys, they're standing on your front patio.
Everywhere, yep.
And then when you go out, you know, maybe the problem, what you need to do is like drive around for 2.5 hours and drink a couple of soda pops, stop and have a burger, and then you'll be like, where'd the turkeys go? Can't find them anywhere. You know, you put a couple of hours into driving out into the sticks and get all your gear and all your equipment, then you won't be able to find a turkey.
No, that's the way it should be, right?
Yeah.
It's all about the experience. It's all about gathering in all the sights and sounds of the great outdoors.
Yeah, well, right? I tell you what, though. Our turkey season in North Dakota opens up a week from today, actually. And one thing that just hit me last weekend was I went down to the Red River, down to the Midtown Dam, because that was the 5-year-ago benchmark last Saturday of when the Red River had exceeded 40.8 feet.
Yes.
And I went down to the Midtown Dam rapids they are now, and you could see the rocks. Yeah. And I was like, you got to be absolutely kidding me. The river is down within its banks. You can see the rock rapids as opposed to 5 years ago. The reason that I connect this to turkeys is many springs with all the rivers and the creeks and the streams flooded, it pushes the turkeys out of the river. So this may be a little different turkey hunt 2014 versus 2013, in a good way, probably.
All the river critters will not have water around their homes and everything else this year.
Have you noticed your turkeys behaving differently this spring compared to last spring?
No, but I've noticed the turkeys.
Because you're not a biologist. I have.
I don't notice those things. I've noticed the male turkeys have been acting a little differently recently with their chests puffed out and their tails all fanned out and their little red thing all.
Tis the season.
It is.
Tis the season.
I've noticed that.
Yeah.
And the women are running away like crazy. Just like humans.
Sounds like Oakport. Kind of. Oakport on a Friday night.
The males running around, their chest puffed out. Running around like crazy.
In a different way, you probably can see that at Oakport, where the spring of the year, the guys are out with shovels, fiddling around the yard and around there. The women are still, I don't know, they don't seem, at least in our neighborhood, they don't seem to come out as
There's lots of different ways I could go here. Different ways.
I was just going on social demographics, and you were heading down the wrong path.
I was heading down a whole different road.
It's the difference between West Fargo and Oakport.
Yeah, a lot of differences there. Quick question. Speaking of the rapids in the Midtown Dam and all the other low-head dams that have been changed on the Red River, the reason that the DNR and Game and Fish or whoever was in charge of that, they filled in the low-head dam with rocks to allow fish migration, fish passage over the last 10, 15 years. Do we have any follow-up studies that that's making a difference or not? And one of the reasons I ask is, of course, because if the river floods every spring, which it does, it would allow passage anyway.
Yep.
But I don't know if that's something you guys monitor as a follow-up.
We do, and we can get that from tagging. It's actually pretty rudimentary foundational biology is that you tag something in spot X and you track recoveries in spot Y. And that's the phenomenon that you're explaining is exactly what's taken place. I moved here in 1997, and at that time, the Red River remained in the full Lowhead Dam. And I can't remember when the first one at Midtown Dam was retrofitted, but Midtown, South Dam, Hickson, North Dam, Grand Forks, Christine, Wahpeton, mm-hmm. all of those have now allowed free passage of fish, the natural, more beneficial movement. And we have seen that from sturgeon that have been tagged and released. Oh. And, it, you know, I remember seeing tagged sturgeon showing up in the Cheyenne Diversion in West Fargo. And I was like, wow, this is just phenomenal. Some of the things that have gone on, does it make, you know, peace in the Middle East? No. But from a fisheries management standpoint, if we can make those baby steps over the course of time of benefiting the overall river corridor and the fisheries, the thing is, and I don't want to get drugged down too deep into this. And then at the same time, you know, you get into a conversation at the coffee shop and say, well, that's all great and fine and dandy. You've made the river flow more naturally. And then there's going to be this big, huge, massive diversion that's going to totally change the flow of it. That's a different discussion. But the Lowhead Dams, the bottom line is the Lowhead Dams have made a definite impact.
So what's the impact been? I mean, so does it make fishing better? Does it make the river environment healthier?
Yes.
What does it do?
Because it does.
It's fine if a sturgeon can swim from Grand Forks to Wahpeton. I'm happy for that sturgeon that he's able to be natural.
Yeah.
But what difference does it make in terms of the population or the health of the fishery or just the health of the river itself?
Right, because what you have in times, and it seems kind of abnormal right now, but when you have a series of low water springs, which did actually happen at times when there, you know, you went more than 1 year without floods, is those fish would be pooled up near those Lowhead Dams and it could be fatal to those fish. Ah. So again, it's not something that you can take a snapshot and say, well, this 1 year, it's not going to make a difference because the water level is so low. It's not, you know, flowing. But when you look at it in the totality of what has transpired over 15 years, yeah, our fisheries are much healthier. And even so, you take the fisheries as being beneficial or better off because of that. And even just for the anglers, it's definitely improved fishing for the anglers as well. Even just in terms of being able to fish more easily at places like the Hickson Dam and the Christine Dam, it's definitely made some improvements there.
Doug Lear, North Dakota Game and Fish and Lowhead Dam expert, our guest on the Mike McFeely Show. No, I'm not saying you. Not saying you have a low head.
Oh, that's going. Wow, now you're taking shots at my forehead and my hairstyle.
Well, last week it was hair in your nose. Apparently,
yeah.
Now it's your.
No, I know.
Now it's your head. I don't know. We need to take a break. We'll get in some spots here when we come back. We'll talk about whether this spring weather with more snow that we got last week and in Minnesota got hammered the last couple of days.
Well, wow. My mom listens to this show.
Back with Doug Lear in a moment.
Rain is a good thing. Rain makes corn. Corn makes...